returning to Believers Academy and the last lesson in the Holy Spirit series. As we complete this series, we believe that you will be aggressive to get what God is giving. My name is Barbara, and in this study, you'll gain understanding of how the Holy Spirit of God will cause you and the church to excel in God's plan. There are three topics we want to discuss. One, the Holy Spirit distributes God's gifts. Two, the Pentecost experience. And three, how to know God's mysteries. As usual, anytime during the teaching, you can pause or go back over a point again. You'll want to get a pen and paper to take notes. Study aids have been prepared for you, as well as a confession, and they are located below this video. Ready, set, go! The first thing we must realize is that the Holy Spirit distributes God's gifts to you and the church as a whole. What are God's gifts? Well, the Holy Spirit Himself is a gift. God sent Him to live in you. That means God is with you 24/7. The Holy Spirit is God and has all the wisdom and power of God. In other words, the Holy Spirit makes available to you everything God is, everything He has, and everything He can do. Get it? We're talking about the Holy Spirit that delivers the gifts of God. He is your teacher, your comforter, your advocate, your strengthener, your helper, and the one who reveals God and His word to you. Another thing, God gives the gift of being saved. That doesn't just mean getting saved from hell. It's so much more. The English word saved comes from the Greek word soteria, that means to save, to deliver, to protect, to heal, to preserve, to do well, and to be made whole. So when you received salvation and made Jesus Lord of your life, you also received healing. You received freedom from oppression and infinite wisdom and power, which the Holy Spirit shows you when you ask. Let's look at another gift the Holy Spirit distributes to you. That's the gift of being right with God. When you believed in the work of Jesus Christ, you were made right. All of your sin was paid for and removed from being a barrier between God and you. God sees you as if you had never sinned. 2 Corinthians 5:21 verifies this by saying, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." How many mental, emotional, and physical attacks can be overcome by simply realizing that you're right with God, and He is ready and willing to help? Something else the Holy Spirit distributes is found in Romans 8:32. "Since He, God, did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else?" God, by His Spirit, is willing to give you everything. You are in His family. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Simply pray and ask the Heavenly Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit will freely give you all things God has prepared for you. How do you get what God is giving? Well, put God first in your thinking. Function in faith instead of unbelief. And be aware and comforted that the Holy Spirit is within you to help. When God begins to talk with you about His plan for your life, be quiet and listen. Get it all. Then put it into motion by faith with the power of the Holy Spirit and thankfulness. Let's move to the second point and look at the Pentecost experience. 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, the disciples and some believers were in the upper room praying. Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem until they received the promise of the Father. Acts 2:1-4 describes what happened. It says, "On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like a rushing, roaring, or mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. They heard a strong wind. They saw flames of fire settle on each of them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability." Well, as a result of this experience, they went into the streets and they began to proclaim the glorious message of Jesus in their own language and other languages they had not learned and did not understand. They told anyone who would listen that Jesus was the Messiah, that he had died for the sins of the whole world, and that he was now alive in heaven. A way had been opened through Jesus for man to have a personal relationship with God with no sin barrier. This practice of speaking in unknown languages continued throughout the early church as evidence that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10 tells of the experience of a Gentile named Cornelius who received salvation and the gift, the filling of the Holy Spirit, when the Apostle Peter preached to him and his household. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, he teaches more about speaking in an unknown language. 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." Paul indicates that when a believer speaks in tongues, he's talking to God. That is, the language is known only to God, since he says people won't be able to understand you. Another reason to speak in tongues is for personal spiritual strength, growth, and understanding. Verses 4 and 5 say, "A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the entire church. I wish you could all speak in tongues, but even more, I wish you could all prophesy, for prophecy is greater than speaking in tongues, unless someone interprets what you are saying so that the whole church will be strengthened." Paul says that speaking in unknown tongues will strengthen you personally. But to speak out loud in a church meeting in unknown tongues requires an interpreter so that all the church will be encouraged and strengthened. You see, the things of God were a mystery. They were unknown until God sent the Holy Spirit to live in each believer. Every man has a right to know everything Jesus knows and everything the Father knows. These mysteries are revealed to the man who believes in Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord, and to the man who asks. God has hidden for us his godly wisdom. Proverbs 2:4-8 says, "Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants treasure of common sense to the honest. He's a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him." God has hidden for us wisdom as a mystery. 1 Corinthians 2:7 says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory." In verse 9, we're told that the natural man doesn't know this mystery. But in verse 10, we find that God has revealed it to us who believe by his Spirit. Verse 12 says, "So we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us." The only way to know what is inside God is by the Spirit of God that's in God. Having the Holy Spirit within you causes you to be able to know the heart of God. God knows you, you know God, and his wisdom and power are available at your call. Now 1 Corinthians 14:2 tells us that we speak mysteries in an unknown language. The plan of God, the mystery of God, the entire plan of redemption is hidden from the world, but it has been revealed to the church. Colossians 2:3 says in the Amplified Bible, "In him all the treasures of divine wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, and all the riches of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment are stored up and lie hidden." In John 7:38, Jesus said, "Your words are like a dipper that brings life from the wellspring of God." When you speak in tongues, you speak mysteries. Speaking with other tongues is the dipper you use to dip from the well that's inside of you. Speaking in tongues, it's a privilege. In the Spirit, you're speaking divine mysteries. God speaks to your spirit by the Holy Spirit. You pray in tongues in the Spirit. Your mind doesn't understand, but your spirit does. The Holy Spirit puts the wisdom of God into your spirit. When you need that wisdom, the Holy Spirit illuminates your understanding. Pray in the Spirit until you know. Suddenly, you'll understand and you'll know what to do. Now, exercise your faith to do what you learned from the Spirit of God. Commit to God's Word. Whatever He says to do, do it. Discipline yourself to the Word of God. Do what pleases Him. Seek to live with the gifts of the Spirit and the Word of God. Think about God's Word day and night. To summarize, we have discussed that the Holy Spirit distributes God's gift and what those gifts are. We learned what happened at Pentecost and how you can know God's mysteries. Well, this concludes the series, The Holy Spirit. There's so much to learn and experience about God from the Holy Spirit. He's right with you, desiring to give you power to know God's will and change things so you can live an abundant and successful life in God. Here are some things for you to do as you think about the Holy Spirit who lives with you. List some of the gifts of God. Write what happened when the Holy Spirit first came upon believers as described in Acts chapter 2. Determine some of the purposes for speaking in an unknown language. Then check back with us as we continually add more studies to Believers Academy. God bless you, and remember, Jesus is Lord.